Stark, this is a dictating on Bobby Sally. Bobby. B-O-B-B-Y. B as in boy. B-O-B-B-Y. Sally. S-A-L-L-E-E. S as in Sam. S-A-L-L-E-E. Bobby Sally. Date of birth is 12/21/46. And date of visit was 3/4/25. 3/4/25. And next paragraph. Please make a copy for Deborah Dowell. D-E-B-R-A. Deborah. Dowell is D-O-W-E-L-L. D as in dog. D-O-W-E-L-L. Deborah Dowell, A-P-R-N. Dear Deborah, thank you for sending Bobby Sally for a permanent evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 78-year-old male who was diagnosed to have a massive pulmonary embolism in December 24, was admitted with a syncopal episode, and cardiac arrest on 12/6/24. The patient had a CTA of the chest, which revealed massive pulmonary emboli in the distal right main pulmonary artery. And I underwent a left pulmonary artery thrombectomy on 12/6. He also was found to have rib fractures with a mild pneumothorax on the left. And subsequently noted to have a DVT in the left popliteal area. The patient also has a history of hypertension and systolic heart failure, GERD, and Parkinson's disease. He was treated for pneumonia, and subsequently discharged on oral Eliquis, period. The patient presently has no shortness of breath except for the exertion, and he is off oxygen with a saturation of 99%. He has mild leg swelling on the left and some pains in his lower extremities. The patient denies any fevers or chills or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. Past history has included history for hypertension and history for chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Previous history for cholecystectomy in 02, ankle cyst resection in 98, pulmonary thrombectomy December 24, with history of pulmonary emboli, history for gout and arthritis. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. Denies alcohol use. He worked as a teacher and a principal. Next paragraph, family history. Father had of heart disease. Mother had dementia. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue. Denies weight loss. He has no shortness of breath, wheezing, but has snoring and possible apnea. He has constipation, denies abdominal pains, but has reflux, and he has no abdominal pains. He has no leg or, I'm sorry, he has some leg pains and swelling of the extremities, nor depression or anxiety. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies headache, seizures, but has some memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Carbidopa / Levodopa 25/100 milligrams TID. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Seroquel 12.5 milligrams HS. Allopurinol 100 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This is moderately overweight, elderly, white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of the citrus or clubbing, mild peripheral edema, more on the left. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 210, saturation 99, on room air. HEND, anomalous pupils are reactive, clear over clear, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest, equal movements. And decreased breath sounds at the periphery. And lungs are clear. Heart sounds are regular, sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no mild edema. The lower extremities, no cap tenderness. Someone's sinus negative. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. History of pulmonary embolism. And number 2 is DVT, left leg. Number 3 is history of hypertension. Number 4 is gout with arthritis. Number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a polysomnograph. CBC, complete metabolic profile to be done. And a TSH. He will continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams, POBID, and the other medication mentioned above, and omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Deborah Dowell, I'm sorry, CC to Deborah Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L. Deborah is D-E-B-R-A, Deborah Dowell, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.